I'm Chris Rebolo with a report on infant mortality and racial disparities in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. In California, Black infants are twice as likely to die before their first birthday as infants in any other racial group.
When you see the trend and you see the gap between African-American babies and the rest of the population, there isn't anybody who wouldn't be shocked by that because it's so wide.
Catherine Camacho is deputy director of the Center for Family Health in the California Department of Public Health, which reacted to the statistic by declaring a Black Infant Health Week last month. Camacho points out that Black infant mortality is a problem nationwide. The CDC says the disparity stems in large part from the fact that Black infants are more likely to be born early with lower birth weights. In California, Black babies are three times as likely to be born prematurely or with a birth defect. And as dismal as the situation is in California, the state is actually tied with Utah as having the sixth lowest infant mortality rate nationwide.
But being sixth or seventh when you still have a disparity that is this large is not anything to sit back and be comfortable with. We still have a lot to do.
The state began focusing on Black infant mortality 19 years ago when a state budget act established Black infant health programs in 17 local health jurisdictions that involved nearly 95% of the state's African-American births. Existing programs focus on prenatal care outreach and casework and classes to empower moms and, in some cases, dads-to-be to build a support system and develop healthy lifestyles. Still, the problem persists. Camacho says a large part of the solution lies in getting women to get their bodies prepared for the rigors of pregnancy. It's a tall order, considering that 45% of all births in California are unintended and that 80% of women in Black infant health programs say they never planned on getting pregnant. There are those in the public health arena who are calling for a multifaceted, long-term approach to issues of infant mortality and racial disparities in general. UCLA recently launched the Network for Multicultural Research on Health and Healthcare. Director Michael Rodriguez says it's time to go beyond healthy behavior programs and medical models.
I'm a physician, and I acknowledge that there's an important role for medical care as well as personal responsibility for behaviors. But what we're learning and what we're appreciating more is that medical care and personal responsibilities for behaviors is only part of the picture. And that in order for us to successfully eliminate disparities, it will require having a broader focus, a focus that includes addressing social and economic conditions that contribute to the disparities in health that we see.
Rodriguez says it's unrealistic to expect people to adopt healthy behaviors when the environment they live in makes it almost impossible to follow through on good intentions.
We want there to be communities where individuals can exercise. So they need to be safe, and they need to have sidewalks or be well lit so they can be able to walk in the evenings or have parks that aren't littered with garbage. And we also want people to have healthy foods. But that means that instead of having a liquor store on every other corner, they need to have stores that offer a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables. And unfortunately, right now, those environments aren't available.
BARHI, the Bay Area Regional Health Inequities Initiative, is going beyond the medical model to deal with health disparities. It's a unique undertaking involving representatives from seven San Francisco Bay Area public health departments. The group has formed three working groups. One is taking a new look at traditional data to describe upstream health problems instead of just documenting morbidity and mortality. Another group is exploring bottom-up rather than top-down approaches to engaging with communities. The third is working with urban planners and transportation officials to encourage the development of healthy neighborhoods. And Jo K. Thomas is the program manager for BARHI. She says it's a lot easier to assess public health success when dealing with projects that have easy endpoints like vaccinations. She's not naive about the issues her group is tackling.
They're very challenging dialogues. The pace of the work is going to have to be right. So it's not something that we can change overnight, but we've been able to have a really good impact in terms of really getting the dialogue started about how can we influence society that we live in.
So what to do in the meantime? The State Center for Family Health has a fetal infant mortality review underway and is just starting a pilot project in collaboration with OBGYNs from UCLA and Stanford to look at factors involved in maternal deaths among African Americans. And the work continues in the 17 Black infant health programs currently underway throughout the state. San Mateo County has one of the more successful programs. Their Black infant mortality rates declined more than 50% from 1990 to 2004. But program coordinator Bernstein Benton says it's an uphill battle in light of a faltering economy and a healthcare system that seems to be on the skids.
There are people who are working in jobs, and you're working in jobs where your pregnancy is not covered on the insurance. So people delay going to the doctor. So that's been one that we've had to work on, trying to make people understand that you can get into prenatal care early if you, in fact, come in and apply. And we help you, you know, navigate that system. And that system itself has some imperfections, because even the people who are supposed to be issuing the presumptive eligibility, I don't think they fully understood how to make sure that everybody gets enrolled and get their prenatal care paid for.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.